with you. But before we do, we kind of have a little ritual in this committee, right? We have the SC marching band coming in, so okay. We got to wait for them. Anyway, so good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs. And I would like to have our veterans please stand and get recognized. And you will notice our flags that are here. We're the only committee room with our flags honoring our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Merchant Marine. So to our veterans, will you please stand once again? Thank you again. I do this every single meeting, and I appreciate our veterans in the House. So let's go ahead and begin. The Senate Committee of Veterans Affairs will now come to order. At this time, we need to establish a quorum, which we won't have right now for a little bit. And then we will, but we'll go ahead and hear the assembly member. And we will start as a subcommittee. And so, assembly member, go ahead and present your bill.
Good afternoon. Chair and members, AB 558 builds off of current law and would simply require the California State Bar to coordinate pro bono civil legal assistance to active duty service members, veterans, and their families who can otherwise not afford legal services. This bill expands on AB 360 from 2017, which required the California State Bar to coordinate pro bono civil legal assistance for veterans and their families. AB 558 explicitly includes active duty service members as well. As of December 2017, California houses the largest veterans population in the United States with 1.7 million veterans and is home to over 150,000 stationed active duty service members and almost 70,000 of their spouses stationed right here in California. Over 60% of active duty service members are in the first five enlisted pay grades. Connecting service members and families to organizations providing pro bono legal aid to include representation will fill a much needed gap. Respectfully request the committee's support, and I'm pleased to introduce our supporter here to testify, as Seth Reeb is with AmVets.
Very good, thank you. Yes, we're going to hold off. We do have a quorum now. So, Madam Secretary, call roll.
Archuleta?
Here.
Grove? Hurtado? Nielsen? Roth?
Here.
Umberg?
There.
Wilk?
Present.
We've got a quorum.
Okay, we have a quorum. So we will be able to vote on your bill. Okay, go ahead and present your witness.
Good afternoon, Chair members. My name is Seth Reeb with Reeb Government Relations. I'm also a member of AMVETS Post 940 in Folsom, California. I'm here to represent American GI Forum, AMVETS, California Association of County Veteran Service Officers, California State Commanders Veterans Council, Military Officers Association of America, California Council of Chapters, and the Vietnam Veterans of America, California State Council, all in support of this measure. Thank you.
I'd like to ask if there's anyone else in support of this bill. Please come forward. Anyone in opposition of this bill? Please come forward.
AB 558 is due pass. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove? Hurtado? Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Assembly member, thank you for bringing this bill to us. I think it's a great service to our veterans, and definitely thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator.
And we're going to hold it. And as you know, we're missing one or two.
Perfect.
All right.
Sounds
thank
good.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Should we do the?
I have a motion to move the consent calendar. Go ahead and call the roll.
Yes, sir. AB 230, AB 1365, they have all the same action. And AB 1588, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations with recommendation to consent. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove? Hurtado? Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. So that does pass, but you want to hold it open.
Yeah, we're going to hold it open, and we only have one bill remaining, and we'll have you, Senators, back on the floor, wherever you got to go, in just a minute.
We're waiting for Cervantes.
Yeah. So, Sabrina Cervantes, and she'll be talking about this bill. Thank you.
Would you say, Richard, put the bad kids?
AB 558, DuPass, Grove, Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. That bill does pass out and... DuPass, but for... Motion to consent, Grove, Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. So that's 6-0, that passes out.
right, we're ready.
We are ready.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Assembly Member.
Thank you.
And you are extremely welcome.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. Thank you for allowing me to present Assembly Bill 1809 today. Well, Mr. Chair and Senators, this bill implements changes to the DVBE program in response to the 2014 and 2019 State Auditor Report, which found, among other things, that the department failed to maintain appropriate oversight and record-keeping protocols on contracts involving DVBEs. AB 1809 addresses three core issues in the audits. They include, one, increasing the number of DVBEs participating in state contracting, two, enhancing tracking and evaluation of outreach activities, and three, to improve management and operational controls within the DVBE program. We did finalize amendments to address the opposition's concerns, and I know that that has been documented. The removal of the opposition has been documented and submitted to the committee. With me today are a number of witnesses in support, and in the interest of time, I will allow them to introduce themselves.
Thank you very much. Afrak Vargas for the United States Veterans Business Alliance, counting over 300 member companies and individuals, both that are either veteran or disabled veterans, and we're the proud sponsors of this bill. I want to thank the opposition for working with us. Thank you to the author as well. And we're proud to have no opposition and be moving this bill forward. That's for your vote.
Mr. Chair, Phil Vermeulen, representing the Coalition of Small and Disabled Veteran Businesses. We did have some concerns, which we articulated in a letter, and I'm happy that we've worked out some amendments that I think are going to make the bill much better. And we have a four-year sunset to see how things work, and we feel comfortable with that. And it's our pleasure and honor to be able to support the legislation today.
Is there anyone else in support of this bill? Is anyone here in opposition to this bill? I see none. I have a motion to move. Okay. Before we vote, any questions or comments, Senators? Okay, please call for the vote.
AB 1809, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove? Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That passes out 6-0.
There you go. You don't even need a closing.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. Appreciate
How's
your
that?
Time and your support. And
thank you for your support and love of our veterans. Thank you.
Thank you, absolutely.
And then, you know, together. And I think we're about done, right? Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Session is closed.